This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute on a rather wet May bank holiday Monday. But assuming the week gets better, several of us from the Institute will be in Cardiff for the first of a series of training courses that we are running for NHS managers in Wales. And this is on the occasion of adopting new guidance on engagement and consultation, something that's really important for the National Health Service everywhere. And the guidance that they've adopted in Wales are indeed very demanding. In fact, one could say they're really challenging, but they're also 100% correct. The Welsh have got something very significantly right in this guidance, and we're very pleased to be able to tell the rest of the world about it. And what they've got right is this. The entire guidance is based around an assumption that what matters is what they call continuous engagement. So that health boards, as they are in Wales, have to engage on a regular basis with all the key local stakeholders. Now, that doesn't just mean patients. It means, in Wales, community health councils, which are on a statutory footing in the principality, but it also means clinicians. It also means local authorities and many other stakeholder groups. And the idea, of course, is that if they do a good enough job on continuous engagement, those occasions when there's a need to go to formal consultation with proposals that the public at large need to look at and give their view upon will be fewer, but possibly they will be better. There's nothing that the public detests more than only being made aware of proposals that they may not welcome coming to the surface only when it's so late that it's unlikely to be able to wield any influence upon them. Now, there is a cost to continuous engagement, and I feel sure that the Welsh boards will have to think long and hard about how much resources they put into their consultation and engagement capabilities. But the guidance is unequivocal in requiring them to spend what is necessary on keeping those dialogues going. Now, I fear a little bit when I contrast that situation to what's happening to the NHS in England, because, of course, with the demise of primary care trusts as they are wound down over the next few months, there is a real risk that we are hemorrhaging a lot of important, valuable, continuous engagement expertise. And there is, as many people will know, going to be a special service to cover communications and engagement run for the NHS in England, and one can only hope that they will be able to piece together the right profile of services that will enable this continuous engagement to take place. So maybe the English now need to take a leaf from the land of my fathers and look at what's happening, and the Welsh guidance, I certainly think, is a good starting point for that. So the main message is, continuous engagement is all important, but there will, on occasions, have to be consultation, and we will do it better if you're building on the sound foundation of continuous dialogue. This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute.